The leak was controversial. The journalists' interrogators demanded to know who his source was. The Senate thought it might be one of their own. The reporter defending the source went to the lockup. No, we're not talking about New York Times reporter Judith Miller, who's sitting in jail now for refusing to reveal her source in the Valerie Plame case. Our story took place in March of 1848, and the leak concerned the treaty that ended the war with Mexico. Don Ritchie is the associate historian of the U.S. Senate, and we spoke with him earlier this week. We wanted to know about the first American reporter incarcerated for protecting a source. Would you tell us what happened back in March of 1848?
Yes, there was a man named John Nugent who reported for the New York Herald, which was a paper published by James Gordon Bennett, one of the great newspaper publishers of the day. It was one of the penny press that reached out to the wide audience, and it was known for scandal and sensation. And one of the things they wanted were secrets. And they published the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which had ended the Mexican War, while the Senate was still debating that issue. Now, the Senate had it under a seal of secrecy. They were debating in closed session. And then they look in the newspapers, and there is the whole treaty, or at least large portions of it, printed in the New York Herald. So they immediately called in the reporter from the Herald and said, "How did you get this? Which senator leaked this to you?" And they demanded that he reveal his sources. He was not about to do that. And so the Senate then actually arrested him and had him imprisoned in a committee room in the Capitol building. Now, his publisher, James Gordon Bennett, had once been a Washington correspondent himself, and he could play that game as well as anybody. He doubled the salary of the reporter for every day that he was held in captivity. And actually, a committee room was a pretty comfortable place to be held. The reporter was able to continue to file stories that were printed under a byline from the Capitol Bastille. And, in fact, at the end of the session, when the Senate was about to adjourn, he still hadn't told who his source was. And so they had to say, well, for reasons of his health, they would let him go.
Why was the Senate so exercised about the leak of this treaty that ended the war with Mexico?
The Senate in the 19th century did almost all treaties and nominations in closed session. And they felt they had more control over it that way. They were outraged that their secrecy had been violated.
The secret chamber.
In fact, their secrecy was violated all the time. And reporters actually covered the secret sessions probably more thoroughly than they did the open sessions. Later in the 19th century, one reporter suggested that the Senate do all of its business in secret because they could get more publicity that way.
And what about the Senate's special powers? I mean, that's obviously different. They could just, issue a summons and demand that this fellow be confined?
The Senate felt that they had the right to find out how their secrecy was violated. After this instance, and after a similar instance in 1871, where they again held two reporters prisoner, they realized that they really couldn't be a court, that they're not a judicial branch. And they really turned over the issue of subpoenaing and prosecuting witnesses to the court system in the District of Columbia. And the Senate no longer tries to hold people prisoner in the Capitol building.
Getting back to our 1848 case, who was John Nugent's source? Do we know?
Yes, actually, I think it's pretty clear that John Nugent's source was not a United States senator at all, but his source was the Secretary of State, James Buchanan, a man who later became President of the United States. Buchanan was one of the people who was very proud of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, thought it was a good thing for the administration, wanted it out of the Senate, wanted people to know what was going on, and so the State Department probably leaked that information.
Donald Ritchie is the associate historian of the U.S. Senate. His latest book is called Reporting from Washington, The History of the Washington Press Corps. Mr. Ritchie, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.